Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm going back to California. Yeah, that's right. I'm going back to Cali, to Cali, to Cali. And then I think the recourse or the refrain is, I don't think so. All right. Shows you how old I am. If you even remember that song. Well, I am going back to Cali today. And not physically, but financially. See, yesterday I kind of beat up on California a little bit. And I feel a little bad about it because all of my friends that still live in California, that still invest the California way, they just don't know. They just don't know that there's a different methodology to investing. That it's okay to invest where you want and live where you want. See, they've got this mindset that if they're going to invest in real estate, they've got to invest right there where they live. Even though the facts are staring them square in the face that the returns on investment for California real estate isn't that good. Yeah, price goes up. Traditionally, the prices in California have gone up more than other parts of the country. But because we're in an investment modality, we're not interested in rising prices. We're interested in building business systems that produce cash flow. And as I pointed out yesterday, that's kind of tough to do in California. I mean, you can go out and find a three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage that's probably about 1,800 square feet, maybe. Probably spend about $850,000 for that property. And you can turn around and you can rent it out maybe for $2,750. Well, that was the data I got from MASH Advisor yesterday, and I did an analysis for you. I showed you that by taking your hard-earned money and investing it in one piece of property in real estate and waiting 5 years to double that investment, you could do so much better by buying 9 properties in Texas and doing it the way we teach you to do it. As a matter of fact, you'd be looking at rates of return. Just based on my analysis, these are not promises. I am not promising you anything. I'm just giving you analysis based on what I know, based on what real estate can do for you here in the Texas markets. 307% return on your investment over a 5-year period. Yeah, you think about that. I mean, that's basically taking your money and doubling it and then doubling it again in 5 years. See, if you're going to invest, you really need to take a sharp look at what that investment will do for you. You could take your money and you could put it in something uber safe. I mean, we're talking radically safe. I consider radically safe investments bonds. But bonds are not paying very much right now because interest rates are down. And the bond markets are kind of linked to the interest rates. They're not completely attached. I mean, just because interest rates go down, maybe bond rates go down. There's different methodologies. But what I want you to understand is this. You could put your money into bonds and you could get 2.5% return on your money. Yeah, you get the return when you sell the bond. So if you hold a bond that's producing 2.5%, 5 years, what's your total rate of return? Not very good. It's not really good. No, because 2.5% of your money is only 2.5% of your money. And it's not producing cash flow. It's just sitting there. You get a piece of paper that says, I own this bond. And then over time, if the bond does what it's supposed to do, it will go up in value. And it'll give you that wonderful 2.5% rate of return. which, you know, is just slightly above inflation. So if you want to take a dollar bill and keep it a dollar bill, you could always put it into a bond, because when you get it out, it should have about the same amount of purchasing power as when you put it in. But that's really nothing more than a savings account. See, we believe in investing in real estate assets. And the key thing is, you're investing in a business. That business needs to be profitable. Running a business at a negative cash flow is not a good way to run business. Yet there are a lot of people that invest in properties in California that run negative cash flow. Now, I'm here to tell you, there are some places out there in California where you can actually obtain positive cash flow. Yeah, I did some searching. As a matter of fact, MASH Advisor, the people that provided me the data that I used for yesterday's show, provided me additional data on what they projected to be the top five places in California to invest your money. Yeah, they did. And here's the thing. It's just a prediction. That's all it is. It is just a prediction. And over time, those properties may go up in value or they may go down in value. But the neat thing is this. I found these five cities in California which have the potential to return cash flows. Now, I'm going to tell you where they're at. The number five was Salton City. That's by the Salton Sea. That's kind of out in the middle of the California desert. Yeah, right along I-10. Well, actually south of I-10. It's showing a traditional cap rate of 4.7%. See, when they analyze properties, they look at it from the standpoint of you don't leverage. You just put all of your money in there and you operate the property. So in Salton City, they believe you're going to get a 4.7% return on your money if you pay all cash. But here's the problem with Salton City. Population, according to city data, is only 713 people. So you got to wonder, what happens if the industry in that town dries up? What happens to your investment? We'll come back from the break. More on California.
Del Lumsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm taking a look at MASH Advisor's list of the five California cities that they feel have the best potential to give you returns on investment. As a matter of fact, they call it the five best places to invest in 2020. Now, I am going back to their 2020 projection, because when I looked at their 2021 projection, the cap rates that they're offering up on these cities, as far as what the median property price range is versus what the traditional monthly rental income would be, and it assumes that you pay all cash. So you pay all cash, and you have all your cash invested in that particular property. And that property is going to generate a rental income for you. You're not going to have principal and interest payments because you're not going to have a mortgage on the property. But you will have taxes, and you definitely should have insurance, although some people like to run the risk of not paying for insurance, which to me is just a bad, bad way to go. But some people, they figure they're going to be okay. Never had a house burn on them before. Not going to start now. That's kind of their attitude. So here's the five cities. The one I talked about in the last segment was the Salton Sea. Now, Salton Sea actually got the population wrong. It's, I said it was 713. It's actually a lot less. It's 422 people. So it's not very big. The median property price range is $166,000. The traditional monthly rental income is about $1,475. You pay your taxes, you pay your insurance, and you should anticipate about a 4.7% return on your investment for all cash. So think about it. If you bought property there, you would spend $165,000 plus closing costs to get a rental income stream of $1,472, and you're going to take your expenses off of that, and it should give you a return cash on cash of about 4.7%. Now, you also have the benefit of appreciation because the same article basically said, hey, California prices are going to go up. It's a seller's market. They're just going to go up. You know what? I don't have any reason to disagree with them. I don't. So 4.7% return if you invest in the Salton Sea. Now, there's another place, number four on their list, is Blythe, California. That also would give you a 4.7% return on your investment if you paid all cash, but you're going to have to pay more money, all cash, $220,000 for the median property price in Blythe, California. Now, the traditional monthly rental income is higher. It's $1,650. So when you run the numbers, you're going to get about a 4.7% return on your money. Now, where's Blythe, California? Well, it is out in the California desert. It is actually on Interstate 10, right at the Arizona border. So it's out there. All right. So you're wondering, okay, well, what about Blythe? Why would I invest there? Well, it's got about 20,000 people. It's got some industry there. So I think there's more potential. And it's a border town. So, you know, you just have to decide whether or not that makes any difference for you to invest your money there. Let's go to number three, though. Number three, Lake Los Angeles. And you're thinking, oh, Lake Los Angeles, that's got to be right in the heart of downtown LA, right? No, it's not. It's not. Now, the property median prices out there are about $220,000. And the rental income is a little bit higher. It's almost $2,000 a month. So you would potentially see an increase on your rental income streams, and you would see about a 5.1% return on your money. Now, Lake Los Angeles, you're wondering where it's at? Well, it is definitely in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, it is somewhere between Palmdale and Victorville, close to China Lake and Fort Irwin. You really have to kind of go out of your way to get there. If you like living in the California desert, it's not a bad place. There's about 12,000 plus people that live there. So, you know, you also have to look at what is the industry there. Now, I will tell you, there's military out there. You've got Edwards Air Force Base, you got Fort Irwin, you got China Lake. So you might have some defense contractors that are willing to make those long drives. And trust me, people that live out in that area are willing to make long drives to go to work. So this might be a better opportunity for you. Let's take a look at the number two city that they offer. So it's a town called Coalinga. And I'm very familiar with Coalinga because if you are driving between Fresno, which is in the center of California, and you're going over to the central coast of California, which is San Luis Obispo, you might almost go by Coalinga. See, Coalinga is kind of this out-of-the-way town. I think there's a prison there, or maybe that's down in Avenal. I'm not 100% sure. The population base is about 17,000 people, and numbers-wise, I think it does a little bit better than Lake Los Angeles because, well, unfortunately, the prices are higher at $257,000, but the traditional rental income those properties are receiving is about $2,200. So it actually kind of pushes your cap rate up to 5.3%. Now, the final town on the list, the number one town, the one that gives you the best potential cap rate, in other words, the best return on your money if you pay all cash for this asset, is in Douglas City. Douglas City is commanding a traditional rental income of about $2,725. Yeah. And you're looking at a median property price of about $400,000. $400,000. So you take $400,000 of your money and you pay all cash, you're going to get a 5.6% return on investment. Sounds pretty good, right? Well, let's talk a little bit about Douglas City, because I think you need to know what Douglas City is all about. That town has 713 people. That's based on a population demographic that was from 2010. I don't have anything more current than that. And it is kind of out there in the middle of nowhere. Now, this property is not anywhere near the deserts of Southern California. This thing is all the way up in Northern California. As a matter of fact, the closest major town to Douglas City is Weaverville. And if you've never heard of Weaverville, maybe you've heard of Redding. So it gives you an idea of where this property is. Oh, and by the way, there's been a lot of fires and things like that that have occurred in Douglas City. So, you know, you need to do your homework if you're going to invest in Douglas City. The other thing you need to know is this. If that property that you're going to buy for $400,000, if it can obtain $2,725 a month in rent, what you're looking at is rental income paying to you of $32,700. Multiply that by three. Your resident needs to make about $98,000 to qualify for this property. But there's a problem. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you what it is.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're going to do this segment as we're going to focus on Douglas City, California, because MASH Advisor says on their website that this is the number one location in California where you can get the best returns. You can get the best returns for an all-cash purchase. And you know what? Even if you invested in Douglas City, California, you're actually better off putting leverage on the property because your rates of return will be higher. So let's talk about those rates of return, because really, at the end of the day, as an investor, you need to be concerned about your rates of return. You need to use rates of return as your benchmark for effectiveness in the properties that you invest in, or in the stocks that you invest in, or in the bonds that you invest in. Wherever you put your money, know what that money is doing for you. They're like little soldiers that you're deploying out there. Don't let them be lazy. Make them work for you. So we're going to buy a property in Douglas City, California, population 713. We're going to go for it. I mean, it's kind of close to Redding. You can get there. I know that all the roads that are around that area, they're kind of windy. I mean, it's pretty drive up there. Very pretty. Kind of out of the way, but very, very pretty. So you're going to drop $400,000 into this property. See, what I'm using is the number that MASH Advisor presented with regards to the median property price. They actually said it was $399,927. Okay, I just rounded up to $400,000. Besides, you probably know that in today's market, you kind of have to offer a little bit more to even be taken seriously, right? Because that's kind of what's going on out there. Oh, and because you haven't been educated on how to correctly invest in real estate, you've got some ideas, you've read some books, but you don't necessarily know the best way to acquire this property. So, you know, this property looks like it's all been fixed up. You've waived your inspections because you don't want to give the seller an out. You know, you're going to take them at face value that everything is functional on that property, that everything is good to go, and you're willing to pay full retail price, $400,000. So let me talk about the cash outlays to do that. You're going to put $80,000 down to secure an 80% loan. You're also going to have about $24,000 in closing and holding costs because you're going to pay some prepaid interest to get a better loan amount. You're going to get a really good loan amount. I actually run my numbers at 3.625. That's the number that I can buy money for at 3.625 right now. Anyway, let's get back to this analysis. So we're going to use MASH Advisors average rent, or median rent, I think they called it, at $2,723 per month. Now, you're going to have mortgage interest, you're going to have mortgage principal that you're going to pay on this property. You're going to do the principal and your interest. I'm going to advise you to set $200 aside every month for maintenance because you never know. If you didn't do the rehab yourself, you don't know what could possibly fail on that property, and you don't want to get a big price tag 6 months down the road where maybe you've got to spend a couple $1,000s to replace a water heater or something. You're going to have property taxes. I'm estimating those to be about $416 a month. I'm using data that said that when you estimate property taxes for the purchase of a property in California, use 1.25% of the selling price. So that's what I'm using. I also did a little more digging on the insurance, and I found one site that indicated to me that you could insure a property in California for 0.4 of a percent of the sales price, which to me is very low, but you know, I went with the lower number. I want to make this deal as attractive as possible. So I figured $135 for that. When the dust all settles, you're going to have cash flow. Yes, you heard me correctly. If you buy this property in Douglas City and you leverage it, cash return is 8%. It's actually a little bit higher than that, a little bit lower than that, because I'm just looking at the down payment number. I did not factor in the cash out of pocket to finish the closing and holding costs. So let me run those numbers in there real quick so I can get you a realistic number. You're really closer to 6%. And that's okay. 6% is still better than the number MASH Advisor said you should get, which was 5.6%. Well, okay, so you round that up. It's close to 6%. So basically what I'm showing you is that by effectively leveraging the property, you can still get a 6% return on your money, but not use all of your money in this property. So if you had $400,000, you could buy five of these properties, okay? Now, let's talk about the rates of return, because that's important. So you're looking at a 6% cash on cash return. You're going to get a lot of depreciation write-offs. You are. So I'm factoring in your first year, you're going to have about $11,600 of depreciation that you can use to offset the income streams that this property is producing. That annual income stream is right around $6,200, right in that ballpark. So that's not bad money. $6,000 a month coming into your household. You're going to get appreciation. I'm using 5.5% as my appreciation number because that's the number MASH Advisor gave me. So I'm going to stick with their number. I'm going to evaluate this property as if it has higher potential to go up in value. So you're looking at almost $70,000 of value increase at the 3-year mark. And when you get to the 5-year mark, you're looking at a value increase of about $123,000. So that's an increase in equity based on market forces driving pricing up. You're also going to get the benefit of principal pay down, because remember I said you're going to put a mortgage on this property. So every month you're going to have a portion of that mortgage payment go towards the principal. It's going to reduce the principal, which increases the equity that you own on the property. At the three-year mark, you're going to have $18,700 worth of equity that has been paid down as you pay those mortgages. When you get to the five-year mark, you're looking at over $32,000. And here's why it's important, because now your note has paid down over time. So let's say you have a three-year exit strategy. Let's say at year three, you decide to sell this property. So you sell it. It now has a new value. You sell it for about $470,000. Okay, so it's gone up about, what, $70,000, right? And you're going to have 8% cost of sale, which is going to be about $22,500. Your adjusted capital gain will be $165,866. That is a 50, now it's called 60% return on your investment. So at the three-year mark, you haven't quite doubled the money you've put into the property, but you got about 60% back if you sold it 3 years. Now you also have to take into account you've got cash flow. So that number gets a little bit better. Now you're at almost 77% return at the three-year mark. When you get to the five-year mark is where it gets a little bit better for you. We come back from the break, I'll explain the five-year mark, and then we're going to compare it to what you could have done somewhere else.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del, people are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're talking about Douglas City, California, way up in Northern California, kind of out in the middle of nowhere, small town, about 713 in population. The last time that I found data for the population, which was about 11 years ago. Anyhow, you can buy this $400,000 property. You can rent it for $2,723 a month. MASH Advisor estimates that you'll have a 5.6% cap rate. In other words, that cap rate is based on you putting all cash into that property, $400,000 plus closing costs, and then you operating that property. Now, I'm a firm believer in leverage. As a matter of fact, you can get probably slightly better cash flows on this property if you put leverage on it. So in other words, you come in with 20% down, you buy this property, you pay the closing costs associated with doing the deal. So you're going to put about $104,000 into the deal, which is a lot less than $400,000 and closing costs. This property has the potential to cash flow at about $513 a month. That's over $6,000 per year. That's money that comes into your household off of one property. The property has potential to appreciate, I'm assuming 5.5% annual appreciation. You're going to get principal pay down. Now, the one thing you're not going to get in this property is a little thing called equity capture, because you paid full retail price for the property. You didn't go out and find a distressed property and fix it up so that you could stay in wholesale pricing. You went right for retail pricing, but that's okay. Here's what you're looking at for returns at the five-year mark. When you get to the 5 years and you sell this property, you're looking at a net gain of $130,000. Yeah. So you're going to get your $104,000 back and you're going to get $130,000. So you more than doubled your money in a 5-year period of time. If you take into account the cash flow that you're getting, that extra $31,000 in cash flow, and you add that in, you're now looking at 154% return on your money. But that's not the best way to do it. I'm going to go back to the sample deal that I use in the Texas market. This particular deal is one that just popped up a couple of days ago in San Antonio. San Antonio is a pretty big city. It has a pretty good economy. Probably a better economy than Douglas City, California does. It has demand for quality workforce housing. I don't know about Douglas City, California. I can invest that same $104,000 into 4 properties in the San Antonio market. I'll find the distressed properties. I will fix them up, and I will capture equity in those properties. I like to try and capture about 15%. That's kind of my sweet spot for me. That's the number that makes it seem really good for me, because it also tells me that if I have to exit out of that property really fast, I have equity in the property that's going to cover the costs of sale. I'm not going to lose any money. Now, I have no intention of exiting out of that property really fast, but you know, I also don't know what's going to happen tomorrow in the world any more than you do. So if I take that $104,000, I'm actually not going to need the whole $104,000, because my average cost for home is going to be about $24,000. I'm going to buy these 4 properties. I'm going to be all in at $96,000, because I will have bought these properties using hard money. That allows me to go acquire the asset, pay for some, if not all, of the repair costs, and allows me to keep my overall cash out of pocket to a minimum. As a matter of fact, the numbers that I'm running right now are about 14% of total cost. So I'm not putting 20% down plus closing costs. My entire commitment is 14.3%. That's less than 20%. So I'm putting less money into the property. Now, the rent flows that I'm looking at will produce about $1,370 in cash flow. That's across 4 properties. So that works out to be about $342 per month. So per house, the California house actually is producing more per month at $513. The Texas ones here in San Antonio are only producing $342, but I've got 4 of them. 4 of them producing a monthly income of $1,370. When you annualize that, I've got 4 properties producing almost $16,500 for me. The California property was producing 6% cash on cash returns, leveraged. 5.6 unleveraged. The 4 properties in San Antonio, well, they're producing 17% return on investment. That is a much better number. I still have enough depreciation coming off these 4 properties to offset all the income that I'm making. So essentially, the cash flow coming off these properties, just like the California property, is tax-free. If I hold all these properties for 5 years, I get the same benefits that the California investor gets. I get the fact that properties are going up in value. Now, I only ran my numbers at 3.5% for the Texas property. I didn't go 5.5% like California. I assumed more conservative numbers in Texas. So I said 3.5% when I did my projections. I'm still going to get principal pay down on my notes. So at the end of 5 years, actually, let me give you the 3-year number first. At the end of 3 years, I will have a return of capital of $96,000 plus a net gain. In other words, in addition to the $96,000, I'm going to have $165,200 coming my way on the sale. That works out to be 172% return on investment at the 3-year mark. That doesn't even take into account the $82,000 in cash flow that I earned. So when you wrap that into the number, I'm at 223.4% return on investment at the 3-year mark. Let's go back to that California property. We held that property for 5 years. We got 154% when we included the cash flow. The Texas properties are already at, well, heck, without the cash flow, they're at 172%. With the cash flow, they're at 223.4%. At the three-year mark, California had to go 5 years, and it's still not close to what Texas is doing. If we take it out 5 years, we hold the properties 5 years, we can anticipate a 222% return on investment, not including the cash flow. That's just on the equity growth, and that's after paying costs associated with the sale of the property. 222% return on investment. Remember, we started with $96,000. We have now gotten our $96,000 back, and we have $213,100 in profit. If we add back in the cash flows of $82,000, you're looking at a 307.5% return overall. So what does that mean? It means you put $96,000 into the deal. 5 years later, as you've been accumulating all the cash flows, and you sell that property 5 years later, you now have $309,100 coming to you at the close of escrow. Not to mention the $82,000 that you have in cash flow. That works out to be a $181,000. It's a big number. You turn $96,000 into almost $400,000 versus the California property where you turned $104,000 into $264,000. What's the better way? I'm here to tell you, the better way is in the place that makes you the most money, where you get better returns on your investment. Don't settle for mediocre returns. Don't settle for what your financial planner said you need to get in the financial markets. Hey, we're cruising along at 10%. I had one guy tell me he got 18% last year. That's awesome. 18% in the stock market last year. I just showed you how you can get 307% in real estate. Now, it's going to take you 5 years, but do you see the effects of growing your money? And then you take that money and you go and buy more property that produces more cash flow and more appreciation potential. It's a vicious cycle, but it's a great cycle to be on. If you want to find out how we do it, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.